Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Emil Kraft has made it clear that he wants to remain a Newcastle player next season, but he has called for more clarity over his future and admitted that he knows the club may sell him. Kraft was asked about his future while on international duty. The 26-year-old is part of the Sweden squad, which topped its group at Euro 2020 and will face Ukraine for a place in the quarterfinals. Speaking, though, about his Newcastle future, Kraft said, "I can assume I will stay. I have 2 years left on my contract, and as it looks now, I am staying 100%. Then you know that strange things can happen overnight when it comes to football, but I'm thriving at the club and in the city. I really want to stay." Meanwhile, Newcastle are reportedly lining up Southampton midfielder Mario Lemina as a replacement for Matty Longstaff, who could leave St James's Park on a loan deal this summer. Lemina is out of favour at the Saints, and he played 28 times during a loan spell for Fulham last season, but their relegation means a permanent move can't happen. He has 1 year left on his deal down on the South Coast, so this would be their last chance to collect a decent fee for him, and it is believed that Steve Bruce is a fan. And finally, according to reports, Newcastle are showing interest in a Senegalese wonder kid, Pape Sarr. It is said that Newcastle are one of several Premier League sides who have joined the race to sign the 18-year-old, who has just enjoyed an impressive breakthrough season in France. The box-to-box midfielder bagged 4 goals and 25 appearances for the Liga and side, and he helped them end the season up in 10th, also receiving a couple of calls to the Senegalese national side as a result of his impressive displays. It is thought that Newcastle, along with Aston Villa and Everton, are keen on signing him. However, they will have to spend around £10 million to secure his services. That's all for now. We'll have more later.